I one thing that it's just so you know, there's the contents of the mind. It's just so hard to not identify with them, to not make it me and mine. And all.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's this is me and mine. It is, you know, my practice slowly chipping away at that assumption or connection or whatever. But there it is, and that's where my feelings of sort of humiliation or whatever around, my God, that's what I'm thinking right now. I mean, they were a lot stronger in the early days, not just, you know, like intense pain about the things that my mind would keep. But it's part of what helps to unplug is that realizing how useless so many of them are.
Yeah.
Like they've never... These roiling or obsessive thoughts that are trying to figure out the biggest questions of life, that it's just so ill-equipped, you
know, right,
to really come up with the answers. And and then just leading me so many times down the garden path. And
And a lot of it is just remembering that.
Yeah.
You know, so much of the... That's actually the... Like the word that we that's been translated as mindfulness in Pali, sati, its roots are in memory. So recollection is not a bad translation at all. And so that bringing mindfulness, recollecting, so that remembering, because. And it's not that we can't be aware, it's just we keep forgetting. Or that we don't know and understand, keep forgetting. So then it's that using that mindfulness to keep remembering. Okay, this is what needs to do. This is actually the reality of things. This is really the truth of things. It's not, that's kind of the self agenda or the sort of identity that we... we crank out all the time.
Something you just said, this really clicked with me too, where you use the word, you know, when you're seeing all these unskillful mind states, but you used to have a sense of humiliation around it. And to me it's sort of like the transition when you start to see it is not self. Takes away the humiliation, but there's still humility.
Yeah.
But it's not humiliation, just realizing.